Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks opened higher this morning following a big drop yesterday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 10 points in early trading.
Today is the 90th anniversary of Black Tuesday, the stock market crash in 1929 that marked the beginning of the Great Depression. Trading's much less frantic on this Thursday morning, but investors are keeping a wary eye on the spike in coronavirus cases, which has already prompted fresh restrictions in Germany, France, and parts of the United States. The U.S. economy grew at a record 7.4% in the most recent quarter. That doesn't make up for the record downturn in the previous 3 months. The economy remains about 3.5% smaller than it was before the pandemic struck. Separately, the Labor Department says another 751,000 people filed new state claims for unemployment last week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will both be back in Florida today for campaign events. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the state is once again a key contest.
Trump will hold a Make America Great Again victory rally in Tampa. Biden will also be in Tampa and make stops in Broward County. Florida, with its big prize of 29 electoral votes, is always very close, and it's a must-win state for Trump. He beat Hillary Clinton there by just over 1 point in 2016. Polls show this year the race is also very close, with Biden and Trump effectively tied. Early voting turnout has been massive. About 45% of registered voters have already turned in their ballots. The two candidates' travel schedules tells you that Trump isn't super confident about winning Florida again, and that Biden, who can win without Florida, thinks he has a chance in the Sunshine State. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
A demonstration outside a Washington, D.C. police station turned chaotic Wednesday night. Protesters were there to call for police accountability in the death of Caron Hilton, a young black man. From member station WAMU, Margaret Barthel has more.
Hilton was killed in a moped crash after a police chase. A fatal example, community members said, of a pattern of police harassment towards Hilton and others in the neighborhood. Protesters' grief and rage were palpable. Confrontations with police officers escalated quickly. The crowd set off fireworks and threw water bottles. Police surrounded protesters and fired off flashbangs and pepper spray.
Margaret Barthel reporting. City officials have lifted an overnight curfew in Philadelphia after some protests there this week became violent. Demonstrators turned out in response to the police killing of a black man. Officers say he would not drop a knife. His family says he had mental illness and that they had been trying to call for medical help. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are now up 70 points at 26,589. This is NPR News. The fast-moving tropical storm Zeta is rushing into North Carolina and Virginia. The National Hurricane Center says its top sustained winds are at 60 miles per hour. It's headed for West Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware. Zeta stormed ashore in Louisiana yesterday as a Category 2 hurricane. Top sustained winds then were at 110 miles per hour. Nearly 100,000 people are contracting the coronavirus every day in England. That's according to a study by Imperial College London. And as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the virus resurgence appears to be linked to British tourists who are returning from Spain.
Researchers at Imperial College say the number of infected people is now doubling every 9 days as pressure builds on the government to take stronger measures to slow the spread. This comes after a summer when infections were very low and Britain seemed to return to near normal. In a separate discovery, a team of international scientists found that a coronavirus variant that originated in Spanish farm workers is responsible for 80% of the new cases in the UK. The researchers say some people who went on holiday to Spain ignored social distancing guidelines and then returned home, reimporting the virus and helping it to spread. The research, conducted by scientists in Switzerland and Spain, has yet to be peer-reviewed. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
The FBI is warning hospitals across the country that hackers are targeting their sensitive patient data. The hackers lock it up and then demand millions of dollars in ransom. The FBI is now urging hospitals to back up their sensitive data. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.